and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For the past few years, we've been exploring the emerging trend among healthcare providers called direct primary care, where the physician's office does not accept insurance, but gets paid through monthly payments from the patient instead. Today, let's hear from another one of these doctors. Dr. Melissa Boylan is with Noreta Family Medicine. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Melissa, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your practice.
Sure. So Noreta Family Medicine has been open for exactly a year, and it is a direct primary care office. So what I do is I provide primary care services for patients for a monthly fee instead of filing insurance claims. So there are no copays or bills afterwards. It's just a flat fee, and it really helps to simplify things for patients.
Were you already here in South Carolina working for another practice?
I was. So I've been in practice for over 10 years in Columbia, and I just noticed over time there were a lot of frustrations from my patients and frustrations on my part. There was a lot of red tape that I had to cut through in the old system, and my patients were very frustrated with high costs, long wait times, the complexity of care. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way to provide essential primary care services to patients because it is so important. And I think that a lot of my patients in my old practice did not come to see me because they were worried about these things, about the cost of care and the time it would take to come in. So that is one of the reasons that led me to look into direct primary care. And it's been wonderful.
Well, walk us through a little bit more how this works. How do you calculate how much a patient will pay on a monthly basis? Do you, I guess, run a health profile on them first?
So it's actually a little bit more simplified than that. It's a flat fee, and that covers all primary care services that I can provide for the patient. So whether it's in-person visits in the office, whether it's telemedicine visits or phone calls or anything else that I can do, that flat fee covers all of those visits. The only extra costs are labs and medicines, but my pricing is so inexpensive that it usually doesn't add a significant amount to a patient's bill.
This model has been around for a while now and seems to be gaining more traction. I keep learning about practices like yours. So that means there must be models out there that allowed you to, I guess, come up with this pricing.
Yeah, absolutely. So the model of direct primary care has been around for about 20 years, and it's been spreading across the country. I think it's been picking up steam within the past 5 years, and I sort of modeled myself after a lot of practices that have been successful. And so it's been a big learning experience for me.
And so are there insurance plans that people will still keep for like a catastrophe or major surgery? That would not be covered by a direct primary care, right?
That's exactly right. So I recommend that my patients have a health insurance plan to cover them for those unexpected expenses. A high deductible plan, oftentimes, or a catastrophic plan, pairs really well with a direct primary care membership. There are certainly times whenever patients still need to visit those places for more acute care. And so that's what the insurance is there for.
And I'm guessing that this is mostly going to be for the under Medicare age group of people, right?
You'd actually be surprised. About 20% of my patients have Medicare. And the Medicare folks, I think, probably have benefited the most because my average patient visit is about 60 minutes long. So I have the time to spend with them to talk about their problems that they come in with. And a lot of times other physicians don't have as much time to spend with patients. So that's definitely one of the benefits.
What would you say is the most challenging part of this business model?
Sure. So I definitely think the most challenging part is learning how to not only run my own practice, but also learn all of the things on the business side. So when I was going through medical school and residency, I certainly didn't learn enough about how to run a practice. And now here I am being thrown in the middle of it. But thankfully, I've learned that you don't have to know it all up front. And I've had some great consultants like at the South Carolina Small Business Center that have been very, very helpful in helping me learn some of the essential business tools that I need.
Well, Melissa, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Melissa Boylan is with Noretta Family Medicine. She joined us by phone from her office in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to the practice posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.